cash flow. We talked about pensions and the potential for the universities to participate in pension costs. No specific details. We also talked about the backlog of bills. And at that time, it was $7 billion when we were discussing it, and it was particularly talking about a borrowing to support the payment of back bills at that time. So it was a very candid conversation. Randy and I did what we do best and is listen. So but 2 days later, I think we received on the 22nd an email that we were going to have our appropriation for 2013 reduced. By January the 3rd, I think that was the situation, and the rating agency Moody's dropped the state's rating to an A2, which makes it the lowest rating of any state government or any state sovereign in the nation, even lower than California. And they very specifically pointed out it was the unfunded liability for the pensions and the deferral, the payment deferral was the situation. How does it affect us immediately? Is a half an hour after that came out, we were all the higher education was put on an immediate visit with Moody's to basically to support our existing rating, and that has not happened yet. But I would expect certainly before the next board meeting we'll have the results of that, and that will happen. So I think that those are some of the things that have transpired since our last visit up to today, and. So go right into the presentation. Again, I'd first like to start off by, when we talk about tuition, just very quickly remind everyone about what our policies are and our guidelines. Again, as the president referred to, January of last year, the January meeting last year, we went through and basically established an update to the guidelines policies for setting tuition at the University of Illinois. I think the number one mantra that we would like to stress as part of that the policy is that we would raise tuition or adjust tuition no greater or lesser than the rate of inflation, and that's what we're basically doing today with that. Certainly we need to keep in mind that we want to sustain academic quality, particularly with a mind to retaining and recruiting the best faculty to this university. We certainly need to also keep in mind addressing our operating needs and all of our inflationary cost increases. Part of the policy is essentially is when we look to an index is that we would use a four-year average of the most appropriate index. And today I would say we're using HEPI, the Higher Education Price Index, for purposes of this calculation. And we do have to keep in mind, and I think we have to keep it in the back of our mind forefront of our minds, the situation with the state. The bottom line is we continue to live with great uncertainty with regard to the state and where we're going. I wouldn't say that we're certainly out of the woods as far as the state situation. Why do we want to do a January approval of tuition? Again, to reinforce that we certainly want to allow families planning time for family budgets to think about what their choices the cost impact and making those family decisions on where their student would go to school. I think it helps with the recruitment of students, particularly for high schools, counselors, and for particularly the recruiting of students to know what the number is as we get into this recruiting season, and as the high school students are making their choices, making their decisions. It certainly helps us with regard to putting together our financial aid planning packages to have this type of a decision made at this time. This is a very detailed part of the whole process, filling out that FAFSA, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, in combination with putting together the financial aid packages in combination with Pell and MAP when we put together the financial aid packages. And that's a very involved process at the university to put together that package. And lastly, I think it certainly helps to put together this leg of the stool as far as this university budget helps us with our financial planning and our budgetary process. So that this is probably the earliest that certainly in my time here that we were making the tuition proposal. Very quickly, again, looking at the situation with the state.